In comments made to Wish TV in Indianapolis this week, Governor Pence was clear. He wants lawmakers to end the marriage debate this year and reinsert HJR3's second sentence, which outlaws civil unions. Some believe it could prohibit domestic partnership benefits, and 23 House Republicans joined Democrats to delete it from the measure. Removing the sentence also restarts the ratification process, potentially sending HJR3 to voters in 2016, not this fall. Indiana Democratic Party Chair John Zodi says Pence's comments represent an old-fashioned agenda and send the wrong message.
And why doesn't he want it on the ballot when he's said he's going to run for re-election in 2016? He's sort of dragging politics into a debate that has to do with the rights and abilities of Hoosiers to live here and work here and earn the benefits that we all feel that we're entitled to.
HJR 3 is in a Senate committee where lawmakers could consider reinserting the second sentence. Senate President Pro Tem David Long says he hasn't spoken with the governor about the issue.
He does not have a veto in this, as you all know as well. This is not something that goes to the governor for signature. So it's not his call on this.
Long says he wants to move HJR 3 out of committee without any changes, waiting until it reaches the full Senate for potential action to reinsert the second sentence. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.